T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Click it or dig it. I always say that. Well, I don't want to start out with this, but I'm going to, and it's just super sad, and I'm in a great mood. It's a beautiful day.
Hello.
It's a little Friday, but David Cassidy, remember from the Partridge Family?
Oh, yeah.
And David Cassidy also was a singer back in the, what, 70s or something? No, 80s?
70s?
It must have been 70s.
Might have been the 70s.
I don't know. But anyway, he was very, very popular. I remember, I think my sister liked him. I don't remember.
Yeah?
I think. I don't know. Anyway, if you remember, he was on, I think, Dr. Phil and all these TV shows, because we were all wondering. He went on stage at this little bar and he tried to sing and he forgot all the words.
Yeah.
And he said on Dr. Phil, listen, I was, I'm suffering from dementia. Oh my God, we all felt horrible because we were all saying, oh my God, he's drunk. He's drunk. Well, no, it was so sad. He was actually suffering from dementia. And so then we all had to suck back up our words and say, oh gosh.
Right. It's not the alcohol.
No.
He's got a disease.
Yeah.
And we've been laughing.
Yeah.
And so we don't need to laugh.
No. So we sucked up our words, apologized, and we all moved on. Well, I guess a new documentary has come out. Where did this documentary come from?
Well, some lady that who is the host of it did an interview with David Cassidy. I don't know. I think it's just a few months, maybe a year before he died. And that's where all this audio came from. It's about to air, I think, in the next week.
Yeah, it
or
says
so.
Next week on A&E.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I heard it last night. It's really sad, too. But he admits it, that he's been lying all along just to cover up his drinking.
He died November 21st, and I guess here's the truth. Here it is.
I just met with the doctor. I have a liver disease. My life has changed dramatically. The last week or so, my memories come back. There is no sign of me having dementia at this stage of my life. It was complete alcohol poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning and not dementia. Here's another clip from the show.
The fact is, I lied about my drinking. The head doctor at the hospital, she said, I believe that your dementia was directly related to your alcoholism.
There is no dementia. Booze.
And then finally this last one.
I did it to myself, man. I did it to myself to cover up the sadness and the emptiness.
Boy, oh boy. Oh
God.
Boy. And that sad music behind it.
And it is all just you.
I'll be watching.
Are you?
I'm not going to watch that.
You know what I am going to watch that I find is going to be fascinating? So the lead singer for Imagine Dragons, which, you know, I love Imagine Dragons. Well, the lead singer, he's Mormon. And so he is doing a documentary about his life as a Mormon and how they don't accept gays and lesbians. He's a straight man.
Yeah.
He's a straight man married and with two kids. But he said his whole life he started to question the Mormon religion because they don't accept gays, lesbians, right. LGBTQT, whatever. What is it? LGBTQ. You know
just
what I mean. Yeah.
Say some letters.
Right. And so he said it started making him question the whole thing. And now his family is kind of turned against him because he wants acceptance in the Mormon community for gays and lesbians and the whole situation. And they kind of turned him. But he's staying in the Mormon church because he loves like the family aspects of it and all that. And in Utah, kids between the age of like 12 and 15 have the highest suicide rate because they're not accepted in the Mormon church.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's real. It looks so good.
This is must-see TV for you?
I feel like it is because he's in it and he's so honest.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to be doing this, so it's a really amazing work because, I mean, Imagine Dragons are at the height of their career right now, so he doesn't need to be doing this. So I think it's really spectacular. I think I watched it on Ellen yesterday, and I do feel like he's going to save some kids' lives.
Maybe.
That it's okay.
Be a great thing if he does.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'll be good. All right. Let's hear. Also, Jimmy Kimmel Live. Mariah Carey was on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and she's crazy. Here's a clip.
By the way, my son is like a technological genius. By the way, he ordered a dog the other day.
What?
He went with his father, and they called him, and he was like, they were like, your dog is ready. And he's like, I didn't order a damn dog.
You can order dogs online now?
Apparently.
So her son ordered a dog online on the iPad.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You can do that, huh?
I guess so.
I didn't know that.
That's what Mariah said. Seems odd.
It does seem odd. I don't think she knows what she's talking about.
She's crazy.
You can order a dog, can you? Well, I guess you could from a breeder. You could reserve, you know.
But did they ship it or something?
No, you go pick it up, but you could put down like a deposit or something to keep a certain dog for you, I'm sure.
She also talks about being a judge, which I forgot she was a judge on American Idol. Did you?
No, I remember.
Oh, I forgot. I have dementia. Here she is.
I'll tell you the best part was some of the memes that we got.
Memes were good?
Yeah. We got memes that are very like, it was bleak, darling. It was a bleak experience. We don't have to go back there, but there were some good hairstyles.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll stick to the positive.
Okay.
My hairstyles were
bleak. Let's go back to yourself.
Yeah, remember, she was like the first one that they paid like $15 or $20 million. Remember that?
Yeah, no,
she got that huge check, and it kind of made everybody else mad because they'd been getting like $8 million each, and she comes along and gets like $20
million. Yeah. She said she doesn't have very fun memories of being a judge, but she loved the memes. Kathy Griffin, I don't know why she's talking either. She says she lost a lot of her friends.
My personal life did fall apart. I mean, I lost 90% of my friends. And my joke is I'm down to 8 gay guys, 2 puppies, my boyfriend and my mom, and my mom's on the bubble.
And we don't care.
Exactly.
We don't care, Kathy.
We really don't.
She's annoying.
You think?
She really is. Forget about her controversy with the press, whatever. She's just annoying.
Well, I just don't. I watched her in concert or whatever, and she was pretty funny because she does slam herself a lot, how she's not an A-lister or a B-lister or a C-lister. She really is a D-lister. And so she tells great stories about being in Hollywood and how, you know, she's not a celebrity, but they are. So it's super funny. But when she got political, like, done, son. Stick with the funny stuff.
Yeah, she's had a tough time coming back, too, hasn't she? Mm. She's really hurt her career.
Yeah. And then finally, like we told you, Kim Kardashian actually got Alice Johnson out of jail. We have the clip of the TV show saying that it happened. Oh, my God.
We have our mom back.
After serving 21 years for heading up a drug ring with ties to the Cali cartel, 63-year-old Alice Johnson, now a free woman, released this evening from an Alabama prison. An emotional reunion with her family. President Trump today ending the great-grandmother's life sentence.
Thank God.
Just days after an Oval Office appeal from reality star Kim Kardashian.
I don't know what it is, but I hate to see Kim Kardashian seeming this important to the world.
I
don't like it when she was just nothing more than a star on a sex tape.
I know. It's really...
Boobies every week on Instagram. Yeah. That's the Kim I want. I don't want her as an ambassador to the world.
Somebody wants me to apologize for saying I forgot I have dementia.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not dementia, it's the booze. Much like David Cassidy.
Right, that's what I was going for.
Yeah, I know. You forgot to throw the booze in there.
It was tongue-in-cheek. Like, I forgot because I'm David Cassidy because it was a booze.
Maybe it's my fault. I didn't come to the rescue.
You didn't help
me. I should have come back with
that. Right, because it was...
When you said it.
It was
not dementia.
It wasn't a dementia joke. It was an alcoholic joke.
Yeah, but we didn't say that.
Right, so I guess alcoholism isn't funny either. Damn. All the way around.
Recreational drinking is.
Just piss people off. All right, there you go. Tell them, Josh.
All right.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.